for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2009 Labor Day Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, September the 5th, 2009. Tom Stone is the speaker of this service, teaching on spiritual laws.
Amen.
Tom Stone, have it.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Get that out of the way. Sometimes I like to walk around. You know, I don't know if it's nervousness or that I want to attack the enemy. So you take it like it is. You know, if I attack the enemy, then you know what I'm doing. But right now, I just want to tell you, all of you, I love you. And I love to see you come, and I love to see your smile, and especially I love to see you smile and leave here made whole.
Amen.
You know, hallelujah. But there is some pains that you have to go through, and there's a birth pains. And those are birth pains. And so, one of them is, how hard is it to confess your sins the first time?
Oh.
Is that a birth pain?
Oh, that's a birth pain.
Yeah. So, and the other part of it is that God needs some warriors. He needs some battlement people. Some that's willing to go in the battle.
Amen. Sure.
But now, there's a lot of times we can come here and we can hear messages that won't be preached in your normal pulpit. And we are responsible. The Word says we're responsible to tell you to set the captives free. And sometimes it may hurt, it may be a place that you don't really want to go. You try to hide them in the deepest crevice of wherever you think you abide. But the light needs to be shined on some areas. And what the Lord has kind of mentioned on to me was to kind of follow in my mentor's footsteps, and he's always he was always doing this, and as we changed from three or four churches, we went to always wound up in Genesis, and there was something in Genesis that I was missing somewhere a long time ago, and so I had to come back to it time and time and time again. So I'm not going to Genesis. But I am going to go to Leviticus chapter 18. Everybody wants to change there. Leviticus 18. Now let me put this in your mind. This is an important message to the church, because guess what? It started way, 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 way back there. It even started back further than this right here. It started with Lot and his two daughters. Let's start with verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses. Who spake unto Moses?
The Lord.
Whose word is it?
The Lord.
It's not Moses. Because Moses is dead. And I guarantee you, if you could find his grave, the bones would still be there. This is God's word, the Holy Spirit. Speaking to the children of Israel, Israel is the lost tribe of Israel today. It's a called out church. Have you been approached by the Holy Spirit? Has the Holy Spirit pricked your mind? Has it pricked your spirit? You're called out. And when you're called out, you become a child of Israel. There's 13 tribes, and I don't want to get in this message, but it's just a real tidbit. There was 12 tribes of Israel, but guess what? When Joseph and Manasseh came in, they became 13. And guess what? Count the stripes in that flag right there. Count the stars in the original flag. 13. There was 13 colonies, 13 tribes. Let it go at that right there. Okay? After these doings in the land of Egypt which you have dwelt, ye shall not do. And after these doings in the land of Canaan, put that name in your mind. Canaan, whither I bring you to, ye shall not do. Neither shall you walk in the land or in their obedience or ordinance. The land of Canaan, how many sing that song? Marching right up to Zion? Into Canaan? All right. It came right out of here. But the church of Zion marches right into the land of Canaan. Now, we're going to see what the land of Canaan is all about. Verse 4. You shall do my judgments, keep my ordinances. And these are ordinances that you're coming to. This is what we're working on. And to walk therein, I am your God. God is God. He's not was God. He was God then. He's God now. And he is God to the future. He never was God, will be God, or going to be God. He always was. And mankind has tried to separate him out and distinguish that he was not. He's quiet. But now I'll tell you something. God has never shut his mouth. He's never shut his mouth because he speaks to you in your quiet time. And he's wanting to come and make himself more plain to each one of us. Verse 5, and you shall take there my statutes and my judgments, and if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. It means you will live and not die. That means if you take that Holy Spirit into you and you accept that Holy Spirit, God will come and abide in you and you will have salvation. But we got to work out our salvation by realizing the fear. Do you lose the communication of God? Do you lose the communication of the Holy Spirit? That's a bad place to be. That's called Lodabar. There is no word from God. A bad place to be. A bad place to be. He says, now, you should not approach any of your nearest kinsmen to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. Nakedness means to have sexual relationship. Did everybody hear that? To have sexual relationship with your nearest kinsman. And you can go on down because I've got some situations in my own personal family that this has happened. And it has devastated the whole family. How many people do you see around you that is confused? How many people feel like they never can fit in? Be in a football stadium of 75,000 people and feel all alone. These things could be in our ancestors and we don't even realize it. Verse 7. The nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother shall not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover. Verse 8. And this is the curse that came down. All right? The nakedness of thy father's wife, shall not uncover. It is the nakedness of thy father's nakedness. Now, I want to go to Genesis. Let's go to Genesis chapter 9. Noah was the head of the eight that was saved. The word eight means new beginning. Eight means Christ comes again, is coming again. But the thing about it is, he's wanting to come in you. He's wanting to come in you first. That when he comes, he will see a reflection of himself. Okay? Let's go there. Verse 9, chapter 9. And let's go to verse 24. Before we get there, I want to tell you a little history about Noah. Here, he's already been out, landed on the... chapter 9, 21. And he drank wine before that. He came out of the ark. He became a husband. He planted a vineyard. And he drank the wine and was drunk. He was uncovered within the tent. Now, this don't mean him. This means they had a whole bunch of them was drunk. The whole mess was drunk. Proverbs 31, he says, thou shalt not let any strong drink touch your mind, touch your mouth, lest you forget the law. Okay, they forgot the law right here. And the story goes on. And Ham, the father of Canaan. Now Canaan, remember the voice, the word I talked about over here in Leviticus. It talked about Canaan. Okay. Now here was Canaan. This was his mother and father. Ham was his father. Now we're going to scroll on down. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his mother and told his two brothers. His father, okay. See? Now thank you for straightening me out. Also, you're listening. Thank you. I'm going to read that again. And Ham, the father of Cain, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers about it. Now, what did we say nakedness was over in Leviticus? Having sexual relationship. That's right. It was his mother he uncovered. I wanted to get them their minds to working. I was talking about the nakedness over there, this sexual content. Ham went in and had sexual relationship with his mother. The union of that produced Cain, the Canaanites. And a lot of people try to place this on that Ham was black. Ham was cursed. Ham was not cursed. I'll show you this in the Word. And the black people are not cursed. I want you to get that straight. Yes. No. Just go on just a minute. And Shem and Joseph took the garment and laid it upon his brother's shoulders and went backwards and covered up the nakedness of his father, which I mean he went in and covered up the mother. Okay? Are you seeing it? Are you understanding it? So he covered up the nakedness, they covered up the nakedness of their father, which was the mother, and their faces were backwards, and they saw not the father's nakedness. They didn't look upon their mother. And Noah woke out from his wine and knew that the younger son had done unto him. He knew what happened. Okay, the next thing happened, and Cain, and then Noah said, he said, cursed be Cain. You see that in the Word? In other words, the curse was incest. Then we have these rebellious, we've got the Canaanites, the Hittites, Moabites, Jebusites, the Hittites. Yeah.
You mean when he uncovered the nakedness of his father,
had
back in Genesis, yeah. The nakedness of his father is his wife.
Right. So in other words, we have a incest situation going on. Yeah, and it is, and you really have to look at it. You really have to tear it apart. You really have to tear it apart. Because I want to set some people at liberty. Because this thing has been placed, now they've been slaves of all color. In the Scandinavian countries, when a man couldn't pay his debts, they would take me. If I couldn't pay my debt, they would take me to prison and I'd work it out in a hard time. Slavery. They had all manners of slaves. So, just not one race of people is slaves. But the people that are born underneath this has got a situation that God, only God can handle. And God and Jesus Christ is the way out. But the other part about it is, this went on. And Noah woke up out of his wine, from his wine, and he knew that his younger son had done unto him. And he is said, cursed be Cain, the servant of servants shall he be unto his brothers. And he said, blessed is the Lord thy God of Shem, and Canaan shall be thy servant. Let's go back to Leviticus. Verse 8, I'm going to read that again. The sexual union between the father's wife and Ham, thou shalt not uncover thy father's nakedness, is thy father's nakedness. In other words, the sexual relationship. Thou shalt not do this. All right, the nakedness of thy sister, in other words, have a sexual union with her. It is a blood covenant thou shalt not have. The daughter of thy father, no other daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. That means half brothers, half sisters, full brothers, full sisters. Yep. And it's full in our communities. And you've seen confusion. You see confusion all through the land, right? Our nation has become a nation of Canaanites. But I'm saying there is freedom in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way. He's the door. He is life. He is the way. But the thing about it is, that's that pain, that birth pains. These things have got to be confessed before you can come out from underneath them. Because people get this pride upon, if I tell them who I am, if I tell them what I've done, if I've done this or I've done that, they won't like me anymore. Because I part my hair wrong, they won't like me. You know, the insecurity. Do I go here? Do I go there? The indecisiveness for people. It's there because these things are in the closet. Because what I want to show you is what keeps us down, but we need and we can come free in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And because all of us was young kids at one time, towheads, we were all curious. We were all curious. And a lot of them played show and tell, you know? So can we be caught in this situation? Can we be caught in this? I want to put that in your minds. Because I want you to come free. I want you to come out from underneath this thing, that we can walk in freedom and liberty, that you could hold your head up. And also you could go into battle for somebody else. Because if you were there, you are a witness to the situation. Standing before a cloud of witnesses that has rain, that has water in your cloud, that has the Holy Spirit, that has the authority. I've been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, bought the cap, and played the game, but I repented of it and went in the direction. It's not to keep you there. I don't want you to stay there. I don't want the men to stay there because they don't even realize it, but they got a death sentence on themselves already. They say, well, nobody knows. Guess what? Were you there? Was the person that done it to you there? But the other part, you know that God was there? He's omnipotent. He's everywhere at the same time. There's no place, no closet, no bedroom, no cave, no dungeon, no pit, no submarine that you can get away from. Man. There's no heights, there's no depths, there's no east from west. He's there. So, if you say, nobody knows, you know, the person that happened to, or you done it to, is there, and God is there. And the way to come free is to confess it as sin, place it under the blood. That's how the blood is applied to it, by confession. That's how we come free. That's how we come free. Because there was nothing that I ever done that I know of that I haven't confessed. Because when he started telling me this, how many in here know what the terminology pray through is? We got to pray through. And me and my wife, the same day, she got on one side of the room and I got on the other side of the room and we started praying. Not for each other, but we started praying to God. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Barriers started falling because I confessed what I done. The very first time I was saved at 11 years old in a Baptist church in September in the latter part of the summer. In a revival, and that man was preaching hellfire and damnation. It convicted me. I went forth and I said, Father, I said, God, if you're real, I want to do business with you. And I started confessing. I was a thief. I was lustful. I chased the little girls around the neighborhood. I played peekaboo with them, you know, show and tell. I got honest. And you know what? And I said, but God, I want all of you. And when I got through confessing my sins, I was filled with the Holy Ghost in a Baptist church that just got through preaching that is, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost and evidence of speaking in tongues, you're of the devil. and I could not speak in English for 15 minutes, and he pushed me back and didn't know what to do me because he knew where I slept. I slept under the front row, or I slept under the back coat. I was never in a Pentecostal church. But God is no respecter of people. But He respects a heart that's after Him. And I want to turn your hearts towards God that you become free, and you're free indeed. The 10 lepers, all of them came, all of them was healed, and one came back and was made whole. Do you understand what whole means? Your mind, will, and emotions are intact, and anything thrown at you does not blow you out of the water. That you can stand against any storm. Are you a storm walker? Or do you let the storms move you? I used to run from churches because they wouldn't do it this way and wouldn't do it. I didn't realize how much witchcraft I had on them because they wouldn't do it my way. I had to get delivered. And we get mad at one church because they're not doing it right. And then we take that anger to another one. And then we curse that church. Better get back to my lesson. All righty. Verse 10. The nakedness of thy son's daughter, thy daughter's daughter, and the nakedness thou shalt not uncover. For this is a neck, for thy own nakedness. In other words, don't go into your own daughters. Huh? And to grandchildren. Stay away. Leave them alone. Whether it be male or female. Now, because nowadays we got this spirit of lesbianism coming out and going all over the land and approaching female to female, male to male. And then there's some of them don't make any difference. Skin is skin. And, they even got societies trying to have 12 wives at the same time and two husbands going in and servicing all the wives, and the wives could go service anybody else they wanted to, and these covens that come together. And it's a wicked world we live in. It's a wicked world. And the nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter begotten of thy father, she is thy sister. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister. She is thy father's aunt, our nearest kinsman. So, guys, ladies, our ancestors have done these things. Do you know what your mother done? Really? No, you don't. Do you know what your father done? No, you don't. Do you know what your grandma done? I only knew one of my grandparents that I could say that I saw with my own eyes. Do you know what your grandfather done? Do you know what your great-grandfather done? Do you know what your great-grandma done? Do you know what your great-great-grandma done? Do you know what your great-great-grandfather done? No, we don't. So these things could come down the bloodline. And I want to speak to that spirit of confusion. I want to speak to it when we finish our lesson. A lot of people say we're out from underneath the law because of grace. Only where grace enters in if it's confessed. The church world wants to say, a spirit-filled believer, filled with the Holy Ghost, will not have any oppression, will not have any depression, will not have any anger. When somebody vexes you, do you get angry? They say we're not from out underneath the law. And then we get the flip side. Then we got a side that would say, well, you could pick up snakes and they shall not harm you, drink poison and not harm you. And the word says, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And the other story is, they shall take up snakes and they shall not harm you. Guess where the snake is? Or the adder's hole. Do you ever spew out poison or angry words towards people? That's venom. The king cobra rears up and he shoots his venom in his prey's eyes. And then he approaches him with no problem because he's blind and can't get away from him. And then bites him. This is a hole. This hole is used for many things. And it should be only for one thing. Praising the Lord thy God and eating are two things. Two things. To eat and to praise the Lord. And to speak good things. Because in the Word it says, thou shalt be held accountable of every idle word. Dangerous. Dangerous. Very dangerous. That's the sail for this ship here. Which direction do you want to go? Which direction? I want to go toward the Lord. And the way you go towards the Lord is I want to reiterate this again and again. Confession of sins. It makes you clean. It releases you of every dark, hideous thing that ever has happened to you or you have done. You could be the victim or the perpetrator. Because if we don't release ourselves, release each other, we're all headed to that wide path. That wide path to destruction. And there is a heavenly highway. And every one of us enter onto it for one day. And that's right after you take your last breath. But there is you go up so far, and one path goes straight on, and one will veer off to it'll veer off, and it'll be a downward spiral. And there you'll be for eternity. And I don't know how long eternity is, but there's a word attached to it, but God knows how long you'll be there. And we will be with Him forever and ever and ever and ever. And I'm telling you right now, God is not the one that put you there. It's the voice. Yep, come on out of there. It's the voice of pride that refuses to confess. That's what you put you in outer darkness. In Jesus' name. That's what puts you in outer darkness. And when you refuse to confess and to repent, you yourself passes the judgment. It says, judge not lest you be judged. Now, how have you judged your neighbor? How have you judged your mother? How have you judged your father? How have you judged your sister? How have you judged your brother? How have you judged your own self? There's a thing, outward condemnation, but there's also a spirit of inward condemnation. Judging oneself, and it releases a spirit of destruction upon yourself. It opens a door to every disease that will manifest in your body. The nursing staff, they are ministering to the curses that are levied upon them. They've done it to themselves. And how they've done it is to go against God. And when they go against God, they curse themselves. Now, they say, well, if we go to God with everything and we're healed and delivered, there should be no reason for the nursing staff or the doctors. Now, who was one of the apostles? He was a physician himself, right? Luke was a physician. All right, and the word is also says, give strong and to the ones that's fixed to die. That means all kinds of situations to ease their comfort, to take them in la-la land to where they don't have pain. Alcohol will put you in that state. Because I remember when I used to drink it, I was 10 foot tall and bulletproof, and it didn't make no difference. What happened? So there's a purpose for all things. The Word says it's better for obedience than to sacrifice. And the sacrifice is done away with when they are done away with the temple. The temple sacrifice. But then again, we're still sacrificing. He says, know you not, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, and which temple are you? He says, this temple, if you defile it, I, God, will destroy it. Strong words. But now we sacrifice. Now, take a picture of the lamb. It was your prized lamb that you took down to the tabernacle. The one you fed, and the one you took into your house, and the one you nurtured and cared for. Every time you woke, you went up to look out the door to make sure there was okay. That's the one you took for sacrifice. You take it down there and you give it to the priest and he put it in a sheepfold, a lock, a cage. And then you had to do the sacrifice. You'd reach up and pluck the blood vein, the artery, and the blood would flow. We got to put a knife to our own throat. It's a good day to die, selfish. Take that narcissistic spirit and go. Not physically, I'm talking about spiritually. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not advocating suicide at all. I'm talking about to that, this up here, these stinking thinking. Okay? So they do this. But now, let's just turn this thing around a little bit. Now, we've got temples in every major city around. Big white ones. Lots of money is spent on them. And they're called hospitals. And lots of people work there. We go in there. We get put in invitation death. And then they go in there and they cut out your gallbladder. Sacrifice your organs. What'd they do to the sheep? That's right. They opened it up and they took out the gall, the fat thereof, and the kidneys thereof. And they took it and they placed it on the brazen altar in the tabernacle. But here, they take it down to the basement and put it in the furnace and they burn it offered to the fire gods. They take out kidneys. They take out livers, parts of livers. They take out breasts. They take out whatever. You can just imagine, and just because my anger, I went underneath the knife. I got put in that imitation death. I had a disc taken care of because of anger that was not confessed at the proper time. I sacrificed a year's salary because I sinned. I sacrificed my children's well-being because my way or the highway. But thank God, God restored that union. And they come to me and ask questions, and I can pray for them today. And I can pray for my grandkids today. But I had to come to an area of confession. I was wrong. See, I had to die. I had to put my life under the blood. And see, we got these closet sins, what I'm talking about here. These sexual relationships. These are closet sins. Now it's coming out, most of your female entertainers, when they, Oprah for one. You know, and you could just name more and more and more of them that was done this to. And there are also male people that was messed with pedophiles. And we got pedophiles and we got female pedophiles and we got male pedophiles. You were there if it happened to you. If you was the pedophile, if you was the one who was perpetrating, you was there, the child was there. You was there anyway. You was there. The other person was there. And God was there. Yes, this is a strong message. But I'm willing to stand up here and tell you about them and talk to you about them and hoping the Holy Spirit will prick you and that if that's any part of you. And when we go into mass deliverance here in a minute, I want everybody to cough because you don't know if it's in your ancestry or not. And it may be the cause that you can't put down roots, that you don't feel good in any church or any area, and you're like a tumbleweed. You have no roots. Me and brother talked about the tumbleweed earlier. We need to have roots. Rooted in God. And I want to get you rooted in God. I want you to have a first-hand relationship. I don't want to take the control over you. It's nothing of that nature because I don't get supported by the church. But I want you to be able to stand in any area. I want you to teach it to your children and to your children's children. And when your daughters or your sons get up big enough, they need to teach it to their sons and their sons' daughters. And their daughters' daughters and their sons' sons. Because we need to come out of Canaan. See, this thing, once it's perpetrated, it runs 400 years. A sexual sin will last and have its legal right to stay in a family for 400 years. That's a long time. And the word says, and I will visit you to your second, third, and fourth generation. That's today. Now also the word says you do not have to die for your father's sins. You do not have to die for your mother's sins. But yet we're responsible to confess those things to God and break those legal documents that's already set down. And this is a legal document right here. Thou shalt not uncover. Thou shalt not uncover. And yes, this is a hard message. You don't hear it. It's not a flowery message. It's not a flowery message, and I know that. Because I've had lots of people, when I talk about this, get up and leave because they don't want to hear it. The Holy Spirit convicted them so much that I'm talking nasty from the pulpit. But I say, bless them as they go. Let the Holy Spirit convict them that they can confess it at a later date and come out from underneath that charge. To come out from underneath that law. See, Christ came. He came. What did He say? I come to fulfill the law, not to change it, one jot nor tittle. And we got this tickle-me-cinder Western theology that all the law was done away with. There's a spiritual laws that we cannot wiggle out from underneath. We cannot. It says, thou shalt not eat the blood thereof, because life is in the blood. We've had experiences here. People came that had blood transfusions, and you girls that work in the hospitals and have to give blood transfusions. It totally changed this one man. And all of a sudden he realized the change and he cried out, and we broke the blood covenants with the people that gave the blood, and his mind came back to him. I know people that's had one man, I didn't even know it, but he called me over there to bid a job, and I bid this job, and all of a sudden he started rattling out of his own mouth that he had a heart transplant. And he received the heart of a 27-year-old man that got killed in the highway. This man, he was a carpenter. This man loved chocolate. This man loved to fish. They don't give out this kind of information to the people that receive these organs, right? They don't. But all of a sudden, when this man started getting well, he desired to have him a workshop. And that was what I was called there, to give him a bid on a workshop, a wood workshop. He was in the insurance part. He liked the computers. He liked paperwork. He liked to be inside. And he didn't like that no more. All of a sudden, he desires went to the workshop. Also, he started craving, what do you think? Chocolate. He sold his house up in the heights. I mean, in a nice place. No water around. He liked to play golf. And he bought him a house on the lake. And his wife had a hard time keeping him off the lake. He started craving fishing. Identical same spirit to the man that he received the heart. The life is in the blood. Thou shalt not eat the blood. Thou shalt not eat the fat thereof. These are laws. And Brother Glenn, he preaches this, boom. He used to hammer me over the head with it. He said, thou shalt not eat the fat. Thou shalt not eat the blood. And I finally got it through this Cro-Magnon. Hey, don't do this. Now, then all of a sudden you start getting high blood pressure and you get going to the doctor and they said, well, your blood pressure's way high. You know, then the next thing they do, they draw some blood, and they take it and put it in the microscope, and they say, your cholesterol is way too high, too much fat in your blood. Quit eating fat. Fat of any kind. Fat of meat. Fat of any kind. Now, you take it and run with it. What is fat? Now, even the beef nowadays, they have toned it up and gave it so much hormones, or not hormones, but steroids, until the meat is marbled with fat, and you can't cook it out. There was an article that came through the camp that it was in a Life magazine long time years ago, that they brought in a piece of pork, And they cooked that piece of pork to 750 degrees, and that enzyme or that was still there. They couldn't kill it. That enzyme's in rabbit, that's enzymes in coon, that enzyme's in bear, that enzyme's in any of your carnivores. Other your what did you call them? Unclean animal. Now, it's my job to present it. And I don't condemn you of that. I mean, you're a free moral agent. You take it and you divine the understanding out of it. And when you start having to get all kinds of transfusions and these things and that thing, you know, then you say, well, why did I get sick? Where's the root of it? We never have asked where is the root of our problem, our situation. We need to get to the root. Everybody seen this tree back there on the wall? This rejection tree? Do you see that the foliage is up there? Do you see just as much root underneath it as the foliage? And extends and extends and extends and extends. There were 39 diseases, and God took a stripe for each one of them. And the 40th situation, He took the crown upon His head and He bled for mental disease, torment. And God sent His only begotten Son. If it were only you, He would have done the same thing. And He done it for all humanity because He knew that you were going to be sitting here today. You can't go to God and say, do you know? Has anybody tried to say, go to God and say, do you know? Now we have said, God, why'd you let this happen to me? Huh? Yeah. And so then, what we're doing, we're blaming God for our situations that we put ourselves into. I'm still dealing with my texts here because they're spiritual laws that we got to come out from underneath. And these situations has created the situations we are in today. Because we come into a spirit of deaf and dumb. We refuse to hear the Word of God. We pick and choose. You hear me? We pick and choose what we want to believe in the Bible. We pick and choose. That's the reason why we have a denomination over here, and we have one over here, and we have one over there, and we have one over there. Guess what? And it says, cursed shall I be if you take away any part of this book. And cursed shall you be if you add to this Word of God. But what I'm stating today, I've walked in, I've talked it, I've breathed it, I've saw it, I've prayed with people, I saw them get delivered, and they're still walking in deliverance today. God makes a way for us. When it's path is crooked, He will straighten it. When there's a mountain in the way, speak to the mountain, it shall be removed. When you speak to the mountain, I did it, I confess it. Command it to leave me right now. The problem goes away. If the problem stays, the problem gets bigger. Because you're focusing on your problem and your problem gets bigger. And we realize who God is. Then we start really realizing who we are in God, that He gave us that same dunamis power, to come unto Him when we was filled with the Holy Spirit, that we could walk in Him, that we could go forward and be in freedom. That we can be in freedom. And I'm not telling you that the world's going to be a perfect world when you leave here, because you're going to go back to a lot of the same problems, but you can be a different person in that problem. And I want you to be able to keep your deliverance. I want to be able to walk in the newness of God, who you are, that you can hold your peace. A quiet, gentle voice, turn away wrath. Because I work with people all the time, and we come into a problem and they don't like it, and they come in there and they're all set to cuss me out. And he said, I don't like this. I said, okay, how can we fix it? How do you want it fixed? All of a sudden, they take a step back because I diffused you blankety blank 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 blank. As a matter of fact, I was working for this Navy. You know how the Navy used to have the name that they cussed like a blue sailor? You know? Well, he was one of those cuss-like sailor. He also drank like a fish. If a fish drinks. I don't know. No, okay. I'm not. But the thing about it was so neat. The Holy Ghost was there, and he said to me, he says, "You're the first person that I could never cuss out because I knew who God was." He says, "Agree with your adversary quickly, lest he takes you to court of law." And if I said, "No, it's going to stay that way," he could have took me to the court of law right then, and the cussing would have started, and we could have gone to court, and the lawsuit would have taken place. And the money would have exchanged hands. Took care of the narcissistic spirit that could have been in me. It took care of the perfection spirit that could have been in me. Because I said to him, I said, "I can introduce you to one carpenter who never made a mistake. I can introduce you to Jesus Christ." Yeah. And without standing there and being the man or having the integrity, because I want every one of you to have the integrity not to go through that situation, not to have to fight that trial, not to have to ride with that demon 4,400 miles, and then finally draw the line and get out of the car. You know, it's time for a battle. You know, we need to know who we are, because we need to take up the sword of the Spirit and start fighting for ourselves. "No, I will not be convicted of that because I confessed it as sin." See? Now, if we haven't confessed it, he's got the legal right to tell us that. And if that thought just comes back, I need to confess it. I was in deliverance one time. I was the man for the moment, the man for the hour. And all of a sudden, this demon jumped up and he says, "You were one." But I told it, "Yes, I was, but I confessed it as sin. I turned from it." The demon shut his mouth, and it came out of there. I ain't talking to one, but I will confess my sins. Now, we can be sons of Sceva. How you can be sons of Sceva? Yes, you guys are entering into deliverance, self-deliverance, and also being deliverance ministers. But you come into a situation, and it don't come out. It's got to move one way or the other. If it don't move out of them, it must be in you. Just take time. "Lord, I confess it as sin. I break covenant with it. I command it to leave me right now in Jesus' name. I will not do that again." And go right back. And it'll, boom, they're coming. Because you need to be equipped. God said who he calls, he firmly equips. But yet he's got to remove some things that you can be equipped quickly. I know this is a strong message, but you are strong people. And you said that you came and you want more than the milk, more than that. You want to be taught. You want to be fed. You have no water pouring upon you where you're at. You have nobody to speak love into you, nobody to speak healing to you, nobody to speak deliverance to you. But I'm going to tell you something. There is a God, and he's alive, and he's alive today, and wants to meet every person's need in this place. Because he's wanting to water the dry. He wants to place a spring, a well, in the desert. And you may be the well that goes back to the desert where there are dry places. Don't go bubbling. Don't go bubbling. But quiet water runs deep. Still water runs deep. When the question is asked, "What is this? Why can I not overcome this situation?" The door is open. You don't preach, you don't tell, you pray. And you go to the root of the problem. If it be an incest, if it be anger, hatred, murder, revenge, rape, whatever, and God will equip you. And if you need questions, Brother Jim's available, the camp is available, people are available to answer questions. And we have camp every holiday. Come back again. This is not just a one-time affair, folks. This is a lifetime affair. This is a walk with him that we have to be willing to walk in freedom. I want you to walk in it. I want you to walk in divine help. I want you to walk in a sound mind. Because the Lord said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear, but of love and the power and a sound mind to be made whole. Your spirit gets saved when you accept Him. Then you got to get your mind, will, and emotion saved. That these storms of life don't come in and push you and sway you and move you for any way it wants to move you. That it blows you out of the water. I want you to be a strong ship that knows its compass, that knows the direction it's headed. And I know this is strong to you, because we don't hear it. We don't hear it. I never heard it in the traditional church. Never heard it. But I see a lot of people that's hungry and thirsty and dry. And guess what? I don't want to be dry either. Because it's my sometimes it's not my responsibility, but the Holy Ghost through me, it's that I have to stand here. I have to tell you this because I love Him and I don't want to lose His fellowship. I don't want to lose Him talking to me and telling me what I need to pray over you folks that is real. Because that intimate relationship is what we all need. All of us need. Because we are in the battle. I can't be with you every day, can I, sis? I can't be with you when you're going to a job or to school. I can't be with him when he's evangelizing. I can't be with Brother Jim all the time or James or anyone. I can't be with Lori every day. But I want you to be strong. I want you to be full of the Holy Ghost. I want you to come free. And believe me, I care about your souls, but I don't care about your sins. I want you to become whole. And God will not look upon your sins once you confess them. It's gone. The only one that will bring them back before you is yourself, self-condemnation, or the evil spirit that comes by to tickle your ears, a fiery dart. And you don't have to become a historian. You know, once you manifest, blah, 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 do you remember you said this 20 years ago? We want to do away with this historian. Makes you manifest. Oh, man. You hurt my feelings. Spirit of offense moves in one room, stuffing on your bottom lip. God wants you to stand up, tuck in that upper lip, take the shot on the chin. Yes, I done that. I confess it and go on. And you don't. And he doesn't have any more legal ground to confront you. Because he's real. And he loves you. And I love you too. Because I wouldn't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Just come down here and be by myself. And matter of fact, you bless me when you come through the door. Because you is willing to get up and sacrifice that too. I think I put on all you can stand. So everybody stand up for a minute. Because that sleepiness, that drowsiness, I can see just wants to come in. Get some blood flowing. Move around. Wiggle around. Raise your hands. Raise your hands. That's a form of surrender. Father, I surrender to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Everybody willing to go to a coming out party? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you know I spoke that in love. And I want you to be free. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we come before you right now. Everybody confess after, repeat after me. Lord. I believe in you.
I believe
in you. I believe that you are my loving Savior.
I believe you are my loving Savior.
And I believe that you were manifested in the flesh.
I believe you were manifested in the flesh.
And you came to the earth.
And you came to earth.
And you was crucified.
You were
crucified. Buried.
Buried.
In the grave 3 days.
In the grave 3 days.
And arose.
And arose.
And now.
And now.
Sitting at my Father's hands.
Forever making intercession for us.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. All right, you can be seated right now. Because He wants to call you friend. Friend. And when we become friends, we come into Him. And He's wanting to share His Shekinah glory. He wants to share His glory with you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind every foul and evil spirit that's in this place. We bind every hex spell in the name of Jesus been placed on you. We bind every spirit of witchcraft right now in Jesus' name. All charismatic witchcraft, I bind and break the power and authority of it. I break it, command it, loose us right now in Jesus' name. Command it, come forth right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break it in Jesus' name. Right now, I come against the spirit of incest. All incest. Incest right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of nakedness in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Everybody needs to call because they don't know what's in their ancestry. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you, glory. Come out right now in Jesus' name. You can't stay. You cannot stay. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All rape victims in the name of Jesus. All spirits of rape come out right now. In Jesus' name. Everybody curse. Everybody cough. Everybody cough. Because it releases shame from them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of shame. I bind the spirit of pride right now in Jesus' name. I command it to come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I come against self-hatred. Self-hatred right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of the command. Loose it right now. Self-hatred, you come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All self-condemnation, you come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Not knowing who they are in Jesus' name. Identity problems. Identity problems right now. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. I break it and bind it, command and loose you in Jesus' name. Every spirit of hurt, broken heart. I speak to the broken heart that was done. The victim. I come against the victim spirit right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break it and command it to loose them right now. All victim spirits, go right now in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. We bind and break the power and authority. Command it to loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit's walking in these aisles right now. He knows. He knows. He knows who we are. He knows right now in Jesus' name. Go right now in Jesus' name. Move. Come up and out. Out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All sodomy spirits. All sodomy spirits. Go right now. In Jesus' name. Leave up and go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All occult spirits. Go right now. In Jesus' name. All occult spirits. Right now. In Jesus' name. Go. Go right now. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit. Go. Go. I release you, Holy Spirit, to go in. In Jesus' name. Clean them out. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you right now. In Jesus' name. All judgmental spirits right now, I bind the spirit of judgment in Jesus' name. They didn't do it this way. They didn't do it that way. In Jesus' name. They didn't do it the way I wanted them to. In Jesus' name. I break their power and authority. Command them to loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All witches, all warlocks, I bind and break your power in the name of Jesus. I command them to loose you right now. Loose you right now in Jesus' name. I break that curse. I send it to the pit. I send it to the pit that was cursed. That was sent in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, I send the Holy Ghost to the sender right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I send the Holy Ghost to you right now in Jesus' name. Move. Go. Go right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break your power. I command you to loose them right now in Jesus' name. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. I break soul ties between husband and spouse in the name of Jesus. Evil soul ties. I break it. Bind and command to loose you right now. I break soul ties between spouses right now. In Jesus. Evil soul ties. Evil soul ties. I break them and bind them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. You can't break good soul ties, but you can break bad souls. Evil soul ties is angry at one another. Raging at one another. I break it and command to loose you right now. In Jesus' name. Come out of them right now. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. I break that anger and rage in the name of Jesus. I break it. I break that spirit of offense. In Jesus' name. Command them to loose them right now. In Jesus' name. I break evil soul ties. I break it right now in Jesus' name. I break evil covenant right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I break blood covenants between sisters and brothers right now. In Jesus' name. I break the blood covenants between sisters and brothers right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move up. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break evil covenants between sister and sister right now in Jesus' name. I break it, bind it, command it, loose the people. Loose them right now. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, I send you down the aisle. I send you down the aisle. Work, Father. Work, Father, in Jesus' name. These people, you know them. You know them. You was there. In Jesus' name. Move, Father, right now in Jesus' name. Move, Father, right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We break blood covenants with ants right now in Jesus' name. All ants right now in Jesus' name. We break blood covenants with ants right now. And soul ties. We break it. Command them. Loose them. Loose them right now. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. All blood covenants. I break it and bind it. Command them. Loose you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move. Go right now in Jesus' name. All blood covenants with uncles right now. I break it. Command them. Loose you right now. In Jesus' name. Move. Move. Manifest and go. Manifest and go. Manifest and go. In Jesus' name. I send the Holy Ghost right now. I send the Holy Ghost right now. I send the Holy Ghost right now. Move in Jesus' name. Move up. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move up. Come out. Come out of these people right now in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify in Jesus' name. I break blood covenants with cousins right now. All blood covenants with cousins. I break it. Command to loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break it. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. All kissing cousins, I break it, bind it, command it, loose you right now in Jesus' name. Loose them right now. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. Come up and come out. Come up and come out right now in Jesus' name. I send the Holy Ghost. I send the Holy Ghost. I send the Holy Ghost. Move, Father. Move, Father, in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now. All Hittites, all Jebusites, move. Come up out of them right now. Come up out of them right now in Jesus' name. All Jebusites, Canaanites, Canaanite spirit, go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak to all barrenness right now in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of barrenness in Jesus' name. I break it, command and loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. When they came out of Egypt, he said that your wombs shall not throw their seed in Jesus' name. I speak to that right now in Jesus' name. Command to be broken off you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break all Moloch spirits right now. All Moloch spirits. I break it and bind it. Command to loose you in Jesus' name. All child sacrifice. I bind and break the power in Jesus' name. Come off of them right now. Come off of them right now in Jesus' name. Move. Come out of them. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move. Move. Holy Ghost, go. Go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. Shamush. All spirits of Shamush right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All Shemush in Jesus' name. Go, go in Jesus' name. All Kabbalah spirits in the name of Jesus. Go right now in Jesus' name. Go right now. Holy Ghost, go in Jesus' name. Move, Father. Move, Father, right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out. Come out. I'm evicting you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You gotta go. You gotta go. Come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. All Kabbalah spirits in the name of Jesus. Move up and come out in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now. Come out behind the eyes in Jesus' name. Come out from behind the ears in the name of Jesus. Come out of the throat. Cockatrice spirits, all cockatrice spirits. I bind the spirit of cockatrice right now in Jesus' name. Poison word, poison word. Come out of them right now in the name of Jesus. Double fanged in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. You're where you eat somebody up. Because when you eat somebody up, you're ate up in Jesus' name. I bind it, break it. Holy Ghost, go. Move them up, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move up, come out. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move up, come out. Move. Go right now. Go. Go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move up, come out. Come out right now in Jesus' name. All night terrors, move. Come up and go out. Leave right now in Jesus' name. All evil dreams in Jesus. In Jesus. Somebody get a waste space paper basket for her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Leave. Leave right now in Jesus' name. Move up. Come out. Come up. Come out of there right now in Jesus' name. Move up. Come out right now. I'm giving you marching orders right now. I'm not going to take no for answer because God will not take no. Because every knee shall bow and confess you are Lord in Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. There is no way out of this situation but through God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We break and bind these things, command and loose them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break all Indian spirits right now. All tribal spirits in the name of Jesus. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All Cherokee spirits, come up and come out right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All voodoo, all black magic, come up and come out right now. In Jesus' name. All black magic, come up out of the loins, come up out of the hips, come out of the waist right now. Uncoil, come up out of their loins, come up out of their loins right now. Come up out right now in Jesus' name. I break your power, I break your authority. I command you to loose these people in the name of Jesus. You held in captivity too long in Jesus' name. The word says to bind up the broken heart and set the captive at liberty. I set the captive at liberty today in Jesus' name through His authority. I bind and break the power and authority that held you in the name of Jesus. I break all white magic that's been spoken over you right now in Jesus' name. All white magic. I break it and bind it. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All manipulations, word manipulations in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I break all autism right now. All spirits of autism. Autism right now. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. I break the spirit of autism right now in Jesus' name. Move. Come up out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You spirit of perfection, go right now. Come up out. Move. All perfection spirits, move right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. All serpent spirits, all serpent spirits in the name of Jesus has been placed against the people, has kept them in prison in the name of Jesus. I break that record that plays over and over and over in the name of Jesus. I break it, commanding loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus. I break all charismatic witchcraft right now. Charismatic witchcraft. Also Caribbean witchcraft right now in Jesus' name. Anything that's ever been spoken over you, go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak against any container that's ever been taken of yours, any clipping of hair, any tooth that's been held in captivity that's being spoken over. I break the power and authority and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Any area of taking your baby shoes and keeping them, I bind and break the power and authority of speaking over those baby shoes in the name of Jesus. I break it and bind it, command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We break it and bind it, command to loose you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We break all spirits of witchcraft in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All word manipulations, all mind manipulations in Jesus' name. We come against you, Jezebel. Jezebel, you got to go. You got to go. Jezebel, you got to go. I'm dethroning you today in Jesus' name. I come against you, Queen of Heaven. I come against you in the name of Jesus. Jesus is authority in Jesus' name. Move. Come up out of them right now. Move. Come up. Holy Ghost, go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We come against all Zodiac right now in Jesus' name. All Zodiac in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Come out of it right now in Jesus' name. All cricks in the neck, come out right now in Jesus' name. That's a chain around your neck right now. In Jesus, you're in chains right now in Jesus' name. Come out. I break that chain. I break that slavery. I break that slave mentality right now in Jesus' name. I break all slaves, sexual slaves in the name of Jesus. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break all controlling spirits over you right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of commanding to loose you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We break it and command to loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Diane, what's this Jonah have? Autism? Okay, I'll bind the spirit of autism right now in the name of Jesus. That was induced by drugs on your parents. I come against that right now. I come against the generational sin of the parent being involved and taking drugs that produce the autism. I bind it and break the power. I call it null and void right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I command it to loose him right now. All autism right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Ietarba să vă coștere și scrie tata papa. Hai să ai, iti chihi o manararie ca tata. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Command to loose you. All mind control drugs. I break and bind the power and authority of it right now in Jesus' name. In clean spirits. All clean spirits. Command you to loose this room right now in Jesus' name. All unclean spirits in Jesus' name. Go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We break it and bind it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All expectations, false expectations, spirits, expecting this of one person, expecting that of another person, in the name of Jesus, where they failed you, I bind and break your powers. Command to loose these people right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move right now, in Jesus' name. All ass spirits right now, all spirits of ass, I break the spirit of Python, in Jesus' name. I break it, command to come off your backs, in the name of Jesus. All bull constructor spirits, come off them right now in Jesus' name. Come off them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All anaconda spirits in the name of Jesus. You come off the hips. You come off the waistline. You come off the right across the belt line right now in Jesus' name. You come off them right now. Anger, rage, you go with it. Go right now. All witchcraft, go right now in Jesus' name. Out in the name of Jesus. Out, 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 out now. Move, move. Come up out of the people. Come up out of the people right now in Jesus' name. And mind it, break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Oh, pride, arrogance, arrogance, arrogance right now. I break it, bind it, command it, loose you right now. Come out. Come out of your back. Come out of your back. Come out of your back. Come out of your back right now in Jesus' name. Come up and off. Move up and off right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All narcissistic spirit. Move. Come up out. Move. All about me. Just all about me, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All rap music, all rap music, all rock music, come up right now, come up and out right now, in Jesus' name. Every spirit that came through rock music right now, it's not the words, it's the beat, it's the beat. It's the beat that moves in Jesus' name. All rock spirits, come up and out right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. All Christian rock, come up and out right now. Come up and out right now in Jesus' name. It's the drum beat. You pick up Brother Jim's book about Mediterranean drum beats. It'll show you in there, because even when the voodoo doctor beat on the drums and the bushes, it moved everything in there. It moved every creepy thing, every crawling thing. It moved it in the name of Jesus. And it will move you today. It will move you today. You take a raw egg, hang it in a sock, and nail it in front of a speaker of a rock music where they turn it up loud, and it will actually boil that egg. It will actually boil that egg. And your mind has been boiled when you listen to it. When you turn up the volume, it will boil your mind. It will boil your brain. I bind and break the power and authority of it, command to come out of you right now. All rock music right now in Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We bind this and command to loosen right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All high cholesterol, I bind and break your powers and command you to come out of them right now. All self-anger, I bind and command it to come out of you right now in Jesus' name. All anger, go right now in Jesus' name. Self-condemnation, move up and come out in Jesus' name. All boiling of the blood, I'm so mad I can't see straight. I command it to come out of your eyes. I command it to come out of your arteries. Command it to come out of your veins in Jesus' name. Cholesterol, I speak to you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break it and bind it, command it loose you in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now in Jesus. Set my people free. Set your people free. Hallelujah. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All cholesterol in the name of Jesus. All diabetes, I speak to all diabetes right now in Jesus' name. Self-hatred, self-revenge, self-guilt, self-destruction, I speak to you right now in Jesus' name. Come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All aneurysms right now. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All aneurysm right now in Jesus' name. Swelling of the blood vessels in the name of Jesus. All strokes, I speak to all strokes in the name of Jesus. You come out of them right now. Come out of their cavities right now in Jesus' name. Come out of their brain cells right now. Come off of their main arteries right now in Jesus Christ. Their aorteries across their abdomen in Jesus' name. Come out of their heart. Come out of their heart right now. I bind all spirits of heart attacks in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of fear in Jesus' name. Heart attacks, you go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. When you confess your sin, you don't have to be afraid no more. You don't have to be angry no more. Because first comes fear, then anger. I bind you and break your power and command you to loose these people right now in Jesus' name. Go right now in Jesus' name. Jesus loves you. He's not condemning you. You are condemning yourself. I come against the self-destruction spirit right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of pedophile. All pedophile spirits right now in Jesus' name. Perpetration. The perpetration or the defendant or the victim in the name of Jesus. I come against it right now in Jesus' name. I come against all defilement right now. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We break it and bind and command and loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All taekwondo, all martial arts, I bind and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Come out of them right now. All martial arts, I speak to you right now in Jesus' name. All antichrist spirits, come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All worshiping other gods, come out of them right now. Because every time you make a stroke, you're worshiping a false god in the name of Jesus. Come out of them right now. All taekwondo, that's self-defense. Jesus is your defender. Jesus is your defender. All martial arts, come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you in Jesus' name. I come against every generational curse that comes down the line right now. In the name of Jesus, you have no right, you have no legal authority in the name of Jesus to come any further. The buck stops here. We thank you, we praise you, and glorify you in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, everybody take a deep breath and just breathe in the Holy Ghost. Lord, I send the Holy Ghost right now with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, kindness. God, I ask you to go in. You fill the voids where these things left out. You take over. You take over your temple, Father, right now. You become the focal point in the temples, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you sent your Son. We thank you that he bled and he died. Thank you for his blood that we can confess. Thank you that the sins that we do confess are under the blood and they're no longer seen. Thank you, God. We just praise you, Father. Now, Lord God, I send the healing. Everybody that had pain in their body, I want you to put your hands on the place in your body that was had pain right now in Jesus' name. I speak a healing right now in Jesus' name. A healing to that place in Jesus' name. Go, Holy Ghost, into the shoulders, into the backs, into the heads, into the minds right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Heal, Father, what the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the locust has stolen right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you and we glorify you. And they all said, Amen. We thank you.
This is the end of this message.